Hi, my name is Sarah, and welcome to Life in the Intersection, where we discuss experiences and issues related to mental health, body positivity, life in the LGBTQ community, parenting, and self-care. I'm so glad you're here. This is my first episode. Actually, my first foray into podcasting at all. So you'll have to forgive me as we work out some of the kinks, but I'm really excited about this project. I've been visioning what this could become for quite a long time, so I'm excited to get started. A little about me, probably is a good place to start. My name is Sarah, and I'm in my 30s. I am a single mom to an amazing son who's almost 11 years old. I came out to myself and the world at 31 as a lesbian. And so it's given me a very interesting perspective on the world and being a member of the LGBTQ community, which is something I hope we're going to be able to really discuss here. I have a partner and we have a very adventurous and joy-filled life together. And she also has a son, and we've chosen to partner in a unique way. And so it's something I'm hoping to talk about as we look at families and dynamics and all of that. I'm also an educator. I work with, students with special needs and challenges related to behavior and self-regulation. And I also am a person who has some struggles related to mental health. I use the word struggles with intention because I think sometimes we can rephrase things in a positive way, and sometimes it glosses over the real nitty-gritty bits and pieces of that life experience. I'm also a proud fat woman. I've embraced that term, and that's something I'm really looking forward to discussing also, a lot of the issues related to that. And I'm just really eager and excited to be exploring lots of ideas and thoughts right now about life in general. And so I'm looking forward to sharing those with you. And I can't wait to get started. I'm so glad you're here. One thing I'd like to talk about right off the bat, and this will be something, probably a disclaimer I'll put on every episode, at least for a while. As someone who has been known to be quite type A in her personality, and I say that with joy and pride because I am really proud of who I am. But I have been prone to being a bit of a perfectionist in the past. And as I'm sitting here at my desk, looking at my vision board on the wall, and one of my favorite pieces is a piece that my partner colored for me. It says, "Done is better than perfect." And so that is the theory and the approach that I am taking to this podcast. If I waited to have it be perfectly set up and organized and everything meticulous, which is my nature, it would never get done. So there are going to be blips, and there's going to be mistakes, and there's going to be whoops. And I'm sure at some point you're going to hear my cat come up and clear the desk, or my son come running in the room asking me for some chocolate milk. But that is just the way life goes. And so I'm hoping that we can embrace that as we go, that we are imperfect and flawed, but we are still amazingly deserving of pursuing our dreams and of love and connection and all of those wonderful things that make life so fabulous. So just want to put that out there, that it's not going to be as polished as I initially would want to, but that's part of my self-care and self-love journey. And really deepening that relationship with myself is letting it be okay for it to be what it is. So done is better than perfect is the goal at the moment. So welcome to the show. This first episode is really just an introduction to the podcast, a chance for you to get a sense of what we're going to do here. I was originally going to set out goals, like I was going to release a podcast every 2 weeks or once a week, but in my own personal work, I've been trying to get away from unnecessary restrictions like that. Because what happens for me is then the minute I waver from that, I feel like I'm not doing what I should be doing. And so my goal is going to be to produce them when and often as often as I can. A couple things though. First, my goal will be as we get going to have show notes that I'll post on my website. The website is lifeintheintersection.com. There will be a button there for you to go to that says blog, and then it will list it by episode number. Also, you can follow me on social media. Instagram is where I'm mainly doing most of my interacting at the moment. So that will hopefully be expanding to Twitter and Facebook in the future. But at the moment, it's mainly Instagram, and then as well as the website. On Instagram, you'll find that I share a lot of inspirational messages. I have a real fondness for quotes. I'm really inspired by the wisdom of others and the sharing of our stories with each other, I think is really powerful. And so you will find a lot of that kind of content. I often am writing posts and linking to my blog posts when they come available, and it will be the same once we get going with the podcast. So I would encourage you to come find me over there. I'm really interested in connecting with all of you and hearing what you want the show to be and any ideas or feedback you may have. Sorry about that little blip. That was my son interrupting. Again, one of the kinks we're going to be working out as we get going. So I would encourage you to pop by the website. You can sign up to be notified when there's new blog posts. I'd also really encourage you to, if you can, it really helps new projects like this when people subscribe. So if you're able to subscribe on whatever platform it is that you are listening to this, that'd be really helpful. It helps it grow a little bit more and get some legs under it. And the more subscribers and followers we have. So I would encourage you to do that if you don't mind. So I'm going to wrap it up right here. I look forward to seeing you for episode 1 coming up soon. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us on this introductory episode of Life in the Intersection, the podcast. Be sure to check us out at lifeintheintersection.com, as well as on Instagram at lifeintheintersection.